Hello everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of
K-Pop Capos.
It's your boy Kayu, man.
It's me, Zul, and today we have a very special guest. We have
Jay. Wow. Hello, Jay.
Handsome boy today.
안녕, 안녕. Okay. Come, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Jay, and I currently do TikTok content, and like I auditioned for a few K-pop companies.
Ooh.
Yeah, sorry. As you can tell, we are gonna ask a lot of questions about his experience auditioning for K-pop companies. But before that, let's talk about how I think the both of us know Jay, which is how, Zul?
TikTok. Sir, you appeared on our FYP.
Oh, multiple times.
Yeah. Damn. For me, you appeared on my FYP when you auditioned for Boys Planet.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Sick.
If I'm not mistaken, you were like 001. You're the first person, right?
Yeah, I was the first person.
Yeah, I remember this. But the thing is, he appeared on my TikTok FYP more of like the dance that you do. Like, I think sometimes you do covers and things
like
that.
Yeah, correct.
And
why are you on Dance Talk and I'm not on Dance Talk?
Are you not on Dance Talk?
I'm not on Dance Talk. And I'm a dancer.
Yeah, wait, you're a dancer.
I'm a dancer.
Wait, you dance hip-hop?
Hip-hop, K-pop, street dance. That's why I was like, okay, we might post us dancing to Dito and things like that.
Let's
later.
Go.
Wait, do you know who is Monster G? Have you heard Monster G?
Monster G, no.
Okay, so I have a K-pop dance crew.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what covers do you do? I probably see it like on TikTok.
I think one of our few covers that trended was Twice, What Is Love.
Can you show later?
Can.
Honestly, it's quite interesting to see Singaporeans do it.
Oh yeah, I did Twice, What Is Love, Love Dive, I've... Yeah.
I think Love Dive was one of your popular ones, right?
I think so.
It looks
Let's
really cool.
Go.
The lighting very nice. Okay, anyways, we digress.
Yeah.
We wanted to bring Jay in because that I think he's one of very few like male content creators that do K-pop. Tell me if I'm wrong. Am I wrong?
Yeah. It's quite rare.
Right, so you want to get to know... So yeah, Jay, you're like honestly one of the very few like male content creators in K-pop. Of course, like the one that we usually see is like Shalom. Who else we see?
Us.
Oh, us.
Love it. I love it.
Us. And a lot of like what you mentioned earlier was the different like dancing crews that post on TikTok. Yeah. So I'm very interested. How do you get into posting on TikTok?
I think like at first right, it's kind of like I'm a bit hypocrite because when TikTok first came out, I was like, I'll never do this thing. It's like so cringy. Like what? Then I laugh at my friend who's doing it. Then in the end, I decided to try out like back in 2019. Then I really like some dance because I do dance like, outside. So like, I released like a bit of like dance practice. Like we did some stunts and everything. Then it kind of trended. So I think that started my TikTok journey. And like, in a sense, it's a bit cringy.
TikTok journey. No, go on. We love to hear it.
What the hell?
We love to hear it.
Yeah, okay. So basically, because of that, I think I was still in NS, so I was just like posting like randomly. But I always had like a dream to like post like YouTube videos and everything. So I did a lot of YouTube back then. Mm-hmm. So like in a sense, I like taught myself how to do that, how to use like Premiere Pro, this kind of thing. So it's like
self-learner
king.
No, but YouTube can like learn all these kind of things.
Yeah.
So I started like doing like YouTube videos back. Okay, but back to TikTok. So 2019, it was like just posting like fun stuff. Then at 2020, I was like thinking what to do in life. Cause I took a diploma back in RP, but it's unrelated to it. I took sports science.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like very different, right? Yeah. Mm. But I always had a dream to like go into the entertainment industry. Mm. So 2020, I was like, it's like COVID, I just, like, don't know what to do, right? So I was like, why not do the K-pop content? Let's try. Cause I like K-drama, I like K-pop. Let's try. So I think what really made my TikTok like skyrocketed was like 2021. I decided to audition for like 14 different companies.
Wow.
Yes, that's the one that I saw. Like you just did a mess.
People send in resume to jobs. This one send in audition. This one go audition companies.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Did anyone come back to you?
Only JYP. But it was.
But
like,
hey, bro.
No. But it's like a confirmation like email that they received and like reviewed like the evaluation and everything.
Oh.
No,
it's something
better than my experience.
Oh, wait.
wait, what do you do?
Okay, so when I was 14, I auditioned I sent in my application to SM Entertainment global audition when I was 14. I was 14.
Are you serious?
With like my very big glasses, and Miss Girl was skinny AF, and like, you know, she was quiet, she was timid. Yeah, when I was 14, it was like global audition. 14 or 16, I can't remember.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wait, so where was it at?
No, because you have to send in, like, I think they were saying they were coming to Singapore. Mm. Then you send in an application. Oh, I forgot where's the audition place. So
skip,
No, I forgot. It was some conference room.
Oh.
Yeah, then after that, like...
Wait, okay, continue. So, I want to check something.
So you send in your application, like, photo, details, age, name, race. Then after that, they will email you back on, like, I forgot the details already, like your number and whatnot, or where is the audition place. And then you go to the audition place, you get your number, then you go into the room, and then you do your thing.
Oh, wasn't it like stressful?
Yeah, there was quite a bit of people. It was quite stressful. I couldn't really, I was damn stiff back then, and I can't sing. I was tone deaf. I'm still tone deaf. Oh.
2013, Hey, bro, you could have been in Aspy.
Exactly.
Oh, damn.
Correct or not? I think,
yes.
I think 2013 is where like Ning, or like...
Exactly.
Oh my god!
Right.
But no, I think I'm it's okay. I'm here.
Wait, what new audition like song?
Tell me audition song. Oh my god, bro, tell me audition song.
I danced to what was the girl group back then? I sing and dance. Sang to Taeyeon's If Manyage. It's an OST, and also Taeyeon.
The confidence. Eh,
damn,
not you singing a Taeyeon song. Eh,
legit slay.
I can't do it, guys.
Then dance.
I think I danced to SNSD The Boys.
Oh.
No, I did. Okay, wait. No, I danced the remix. I danced the Mama 2011 remix.
Damn.
The boys.
Like, there was a 20. Mama was in Singapore in 2011.
Yeah.
I love that remix because I love Sooyoung. She did a hair flip. Oh, I tried to channel my Sooyoung for that.
Sooyoung and her hair flips.
Yeah, but
iconic.
I didn't. But it's okay. I'm here doing K-pop capos. I mean, SM Entertainment, if you need like a content creator.
Hey, don't forget that. What's happening in SM? What's happening?
Singapore.
Come on.
They're in Singapore.
Singapore.
Do you know or not?
Yes.
They're building a headquarters in Singapore.
Go for it. You need a content creator.
If you need like...
I can still dance, you know. I think it's dance better.
If you need help to build NCT Singapore...
Let's go. Hit Sean up as well.
Sean.
Yeah, I mean, just... you can pull up my file. I mean, I have not gotten...
Shut up!
This is a second chance to get me. I'm your star.
SM, you're going to lose a talent right
here. I'm going to be your star.
So that was my experience in 2013. I don't know if it has changed like when you went last year.
I think it's the same. I think it's the same.
Okay. So, right. Okay. So back to this one, because this is hilarious. Okay, I think out of all the companies, okay, list out all the companies you applied. 14 companies, right? So obviously the big four. So Hype, SM.
No, I didn't apply Hype because there was an age limit.
Hype got age limit.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Guess.
22.
19.
No. 23. Like 25 this year.
Hey, came out with same age.
Oh wait, you also 9-8.
I'm 9-8.
Hey, 9-8 liner.
9-8 liner.
I cannot ask a girl.
I can ask. She's 2 years younger than me.
Yeah. It means 2013 you are.
13, I followed it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Exactly. I really could have been in Aspa.
Yeah, it's Aspa.
My God.
Okay. They lost a talent.
She would have been the leader. Because she technically be the oldest in Aspa, right?
Yeah, technically ish.
They just lost the 4th gen it girl.
4th gen it girl.
Got it.
Sam, you better watch this.
Oh my god. This is so stupid.
Yeah, you know, I do the social media for K-pop, so I'm just gonna tag SM at this point.
SM, you better watch them.
The audition for Cube.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. But it's like all there. Online. No, I just send off for fun.
Okay. Wow. Oh, I didn't know they had an age limit. I know YG is coming in Singapore to do an audition.
Oh, age limit, right?
Age limit.
I think it finished already.
Oh, finish it.
Yeah, but they don't got age limit.
Yeah.
I signed up also, but then I signed up on the day itself, right? But then a few hours later, they released that there was an age limit. So it's like...
How old are the max?
22.
I think 22, probably. Yeah.
Or was it 20, 21?
Yeah. I don't know, but it's quite young.
Yeah. Shame.
Come on. That's
not high. He's 25. I honestly didn't know that you were 25. Oh. You give me like 19-year-old.
Thank you.
Vibes.
Me.
You?
Me.
Because I already know you for very long. Almost half a decade at this point.
I get people saying that I'm 22.
22?
Okay, but when I first like saw you, I thought you were guys like were uni, like legit, like 20-ish. Yeah.
Solid. Yeah. Okay, wait. Which other companies did you audition? We are digressing so much.
I mean, it's a raw podcast, right?
Yeah.
What others? Oh, I had a Zoom audition with Yuehua.
Oi! Yeah. Everglow forever, let's go!
Okay, I did La Dida dance cover, later I show
you. Oh, later you show me on the cover.
Okay, so you did Yuehua. Yuehua, they got boy group meh?
I think they were opening up to Singapore, so it's like it was like global audition, so I just tried. Someone sent me that, I just tried out.
What else?
JYP, YG, SM, Yuehua, Cube. I think I got a whole list, but I need to
Okay, just whip it up.
Oh, sure. It's okay. I think you need some time.
Back then I was an SM girl, that's why I only auditioned for SM. I stand like Super Junior.
So you eat CDs for breakfast?
Yellow A, you can deliver or not?
No, I figured out why I didn't get in.
What?
Vocals. I was tone deaf.
Vocals, yeah. No, but I think YG, you got chance.
Do I have the swag? I feel like YG is swag, but I'm a bit more bubbly.
That's JYP.
No, but there's always a stage presence kind of thing. I like switch.
Oh, later you see my cover, then you
stay. No, because you see like Blackpink, right? Like on stage they're like super cool, but off stage they're like very different.
Yeah, I think you fit YG's vibe.
YG, cool.
YG.
I would say I'm
What's your vibe?
What's my vibe? I think. My delusion would like to say that I eat CDs for breakfast. So I have to say that technically SM.
I can imagine you in JYP.
I think JYP, JYP yeah. I am the idiot that people
Stray Kids is a Sunbae name.
Yeah. No, Bang Chan older than me. Oh. Bang Chan older than me. Lino is our age. Lino's the second oldest, yeah. So Bang Chan is the old. So
Chingu.
Okay, you whipped it up.
Okay,
who do you have?
Okay, JYP, YG, SM, P Nation.
P Nation.
Yeah, because they had like some boy group like.
Plants.
Yes, correct. Then Fantiago, Yuehua, Pledis, Cube, Jellyfish, DSP Pledis. Media, Starship, Idam, and KQ.
DSP Media.
13, yeah.
DSP Media is Kara. Right?
Card.
I don't know.
Card. Kara. DSP Media, P Nation. Ooh, P Nation. Mm. That would been good also.
Sai, yeah.
Sai Opa, huh?
Sai Opa. He's the OG.
That.
Oh my god. Hey, that was damn fun with Suga.
Okay, so we've talked about all the crazy things of that. Zuria's delusion of being the next SM it girl.
No, you
don't,
had big dreams.
Girl had big dreams. And look SM at me now, running a podcast.
Sorry, I'm just imagining you in Step Back.
Step Back.
Winter, get out of the way.
Make way for Zoo.
Hey, I don't. Hey, but most of you have to change your name. What would your Korean Korean friendly name?
Oh my god, I went to Google back then.
I knew it.
Oh my god,
I knew it. What were you calling
yourself? In my age and all, right? I changed. It was Park Sulrin. I don't know anyone with the name Sulrin. Sulrin. Park Sulrin. I don't know.
Isn't that Sugi and Irene's unit name? Sulrin, eh?
Sulrin.
Do you know Sulrin is also my Genshin Impact username? because when they come up with what? I mean, what's that? It was the same time when Genshin Impact came out. So I was like, what should I name my main character? So Sulrin lah!
So you're a Genshin character?
안녕하세요, 제 이름은 박수린입니다. 반갑습니다.
Oh my god, the jacket hot, bro. I'm sweating.
So that was my experience with SM. How was your experience with Boys Planet and things?
I think, okay, since I was the earliest there, I reached at like 9:40, I was like quite tired. But like, I was like, okay, on the I took a cab there because like, I don't know how to find a place. So I was like,
where was it?
Oh, I forget it. It's some Robinson Square.
Robinson Square?
Or something.
Isn't that where that's my polling, I pole dance by the day.
Oh that's damn.
You're just giving fun facts.
Whoa, you got so many tests. SM, you missed out.
SM, you could have had a pole dancer. Whoa.
Okay, Robinson Square Tanjung Pagar la.
Yeah. So I was like finding a place. Then okay, I reached at 9:40. Then I was like the first one there. Then after that, I think they were like, the judges won't. Okay, the staff were like there. I think they came down like around like 10 minutes later. Then I did my registration and like gave my IC all this. Then so basically, it was quite. It was my first ever in person audition. So it was like in a sense quite nervous, quite nerve wracking. But then I tried to make small talk. I tried to ask, have you guys eaten breakfast and like stuff?
Oh.
Like lighten the mood.
Then they didn't reply you.
They said, yeah.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they're quite nice. Quite nice.
Okay. Then I asked them how long they danced. Then they asked me what song I was auditioning to. And I said, Euphoria. They're like, oh, okay. Then after that, around like 10 a.m. Around 9:50, they sent me up. By right, my group was supposed to have more people. Okay. But after that, I found out that you were so early,
that's why.
I think a lot of people oversleep.
What day was it?
Was it a Saturday? Sunday.
Yeah.
So basically, I oversleep there. I think after that, I found out my friend. Yeah. So I went up like 9:50. Then after that, I went to the toilet. Then after that, there was this person that keeps saying like, "Oh, 5 more minutes to audition. Are you ready? 4 more minutes. 3 more minutes. 2 more minutes. They count down, sia.
Got countdown.
Yeah, sia. They are like, oh damn. Yeah, okay.
This one count down to New Year's.
Then.
Okay. Then after that, okay, they gave me a brief. They said like, okay, later you'll go in. Mm-hmm. You do a self intro. Okay. You take photos like front angle, left, right. Then after that, you do your dance. You pass the phone to them Then you play the song. Then do dance. Then that's it. You have 4 minutes. Then I was like, whoa, okay, it's getting real. Then at 10 a.m., okay, now it's your turn. Then go in. Then I went in right. Whoa, it was super bright. There's like studio lights and everything. Mm. Then there was a camera in front. Then there was like three like judges, I would say. I think so. Like they were wearing
evaluators.
Masks. Evaluators, yeah.
Shank.
So I was there and I was like, okay, then I introduced myself. Then like after that, thank God it was in English.
Yeah.
If not, I have like fumbled in a sense.
Yeah, so you're
James. James.
I don't know. Then after that, I did like I did the self intro. Then I did photos, then dance. Then that was it. I took like I think 3 minutes, like quite fast. Then the experience was over already. Then I thanked them already. Then after they escorted me out. Then it's over. Over. Then very fast. Wait, how was your experience?
It was very fast also.
Oh, nice.
Because I didn't get to the second round.
Cause if second round, they'll make you stay.
Yeah.
It? Oh.
Yeah. Or like they will, I forgot, I don't know.
It's okay, SM missed out, man. Legit.
Okay, so how are you feeling? Like, were you like crazy nervous and things like that?
Okay, I was nervous, but then suddenly, like, I felt like I was having fun. Like, I enjoyed myself. Like, I think throughout the whole audition, I was like smiling and stuff. Cause, like, it's like, you know, like stage, like, game face on, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think you have it like to make it as an entertainer. You got a really good personality and really good vibe.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're saying it here. We're saying it here.
Thank you.
K-pop capos. We're saying it here. K-pop capos is where Jay will kickstart his career.
Thank you. You too.
Diver.
You too. And Sean over there as well.
Let's get it, Sean.
Let's go. W Reese.
Okay. I want to ask you about Boys Planet.
Oh.
Now is Boys Planet, no 999. Just Boys Planet. Do you watch Girls Planet?
Oh, no, actually. I never. I watched the highlights only.
Okay. Yeah. You never watched, right?
Girls, highlights only la.
I was a Girls Planet 999 fan.
I only know that we go up, but you don't.
But you don't.
That's the only got TikTok instead for you.
Wait, this is another digress story. Son, if you see this, I love you. But so right, Girls Planet 999 is like my first ever survival show, and I intended to watch it from start to finish.
Oh.
Everything. I want to know like, okay, what is the fun part? What's the fun part? So I watched the first episode where my baby girl, Choi Yujin, was Baba. And then this random Chinese girl, Miss Fu Yanning, walks on the stage. And then the MC is like, "Do you have anything to say to a CLC member, Yujin?" Then she, with her entire confidence, "We go up, but you don't." Is Yul. The audacity. I was like, you know what? She was brave. That one I can give it to her. The lady was brave.
She got courage.
Great. And then after that, they performed whatever they performed, right? Mm. And then like Eugene gave us a bit of the CLC vibe. Now here's the thing. I completely did not know who CLC was. Ooh. At that point of time. At where Girls Planet was a thing. did not know who they were. I don't know who the hell the members are, okay? Then I like Eugene because I love her story. I'm more of a story person. Because like, huh, you found out that you were disbanded through the competition. Oh, okay. That's a bit sad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I went on YouTube. I was like, I Google CLC helicopter.
Oh.
So I was watching it. I was like, oh, eh, siala, Club Bobby. And then I saw a familiar face. I was like, is that the TikToker? You know who I'm referring to?
Son.
Son. Yeah. I didn't know that Son was in CLC. I didn't even know that Son was a K-pop idol, bro. I was like, why is she here? I was like, aren't you the funny girl on TikTok?
You know what? You know what we're gonna do later? We're gonna dance. I'm gonna teach you guys a dance to CLC's debut song, Pepe.
Oh, damn.
That's really old, 2014.
Pepe.
Sorry.
Pepe. Pepe.
Wait, what's your reaction?
CLC's debut song, Pepe.
How do you, can you know how you
P-E-P-E.
Say it?
P-E-P-E.
Interesting.
Okay, I'll teach you to the song. It's very nice and it's their debut song before they changed to a lot of different concepts.
Yeah, so like, again, I love, this is so amazing for us to keep on digressing because again, Son, I love you. Yeah, so that's how I found out that Son was a K-pop idol. Through a...
TikTokless.
I was shocked.
She had a TikTok era.
However, I like to say that Son, I am like her number one fan. I love Son, like Sharp Objects. I had a birthday party, you were there.
Mm.
It was themed after like Son's music video.
Oh damn.
Yeah, like the disco, then the lights.
It's a show, eh? Show.
Huh?
Show. The got picture no?
Oh have. My outfit was amazing. Okay, anyway, Son, love you. But yeah. So that is how I found out about like that's why I think that survival shows are so interesting. Because really like they give awareness to or attention to things that we rarely do not know about.
Sure.
Boys Planet, back to Boys Planet, after the long tangent.
Wait, why were you 001?
Because he was the first person.
I think because I was like the first like candidate.
What time do you
arrive? Think mine was the earlier slot. They say report at 9:40 a.m. Then I went.
Who was judging actually? Do you know this
people? What? I think there was, if I'm not wrong, you know Hello Mello? I think she was there.
Mello Pop.
Yes, I think she was there.
Oh, Mello Pop.
I couldn't see. All the three like people there were like wearing masks. But I don't know, I think they're Singaporeans, I don't think they're Koreans. But there was like a camera in front and after that it just record. There were lights, everything.
Oh, Menlo Pong. Hey, I always wanted to go for a dance class, eh.
Go.
She's the one who do K-pop dances, right?
Yeah. I think that's why they reached out to her. I think I don't know.
Most probably, yeah.
Dancers to screen
your
dancers.
I saw like someone went to the second round, it was her email that sent the notification.
Oh, Milo Pox. Oh.
Yeah, correct.
So you didn't make it into the
I didn't
second
make
round.
It, but I saw a TikToker that when we made it to the second round.
Second round do what? So first
another
round
dance cover, I think.
Maybe that's why they asked Milo Pox email because like she's quite prominent in Singapore. Eh?
She's a dance instructor, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Let us know if you want to see Kayum go for a dance class.
Let's go. I want to see as well.
You know, it took me, how many days did it take me? It took me a week to just do the chorus of Afterlight, eh? Well, like, I had to, like, re-keep, like,
at least
like,
you did it.
Okay, wait.
Practice makes progress.
Back to the main point. So, what song did you audition for?
I did Euphoria by BTS.
Not a BTS song.
can you sing the rhyme of it?
This is for vocal or dance?
Dance. Okay, they give like rap, sing, dance, right? I went for dance because it's like my strong suit.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you can go for both also. Someone on the spot like sign up for both also.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can.
I think signing up for more than one gives you
more chance, right?
Yeah. Would you have signed up for vocals or rap?
Vocals.
Ooh.
Same, I eat CDs as well.
She eat vinyl.
I eat vinyl. My god. Wow, so interesting. Then, okay. So, you did all of that. So, okay, you did again in. Whatever. Life moves on.
Right?
You might have other better opportunities.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, you see? Like what's your mention? She could have been in Aespa. But here she is.
Girl, they lost the
I'm kickstarting my own bed.
Yeah. Okay. But, right. Okay, imagine, right? I just want you to imagine a scenario where you made it all the way to Korea. Okay,
Wow.
Then you saw the, I think you have you saw Here I Am, right?
Yes,
the video.
I saw it.
I showed Zoe just now. Who, like, would you think you'd be able to do it? You know, sometimes, I'll be very honest with you. I will be the kind. I can one. I confirm can. I pass all the shows. When I end the stage ready, Inshallah.
Blank.
Yeah, can you, do you think, like, you'll be able to do it?
I think can. Because I, like, I have, like, a long experience in dance. Like, I performed in front of, like, 2,000 people before. So it's like...
Production.
Yeah, production, yeah.
But people rarely, like, go through about, like, how difficult it is to actually be a trainee?
I think it's... Not, well,
is
it's
it a trainee?
Yes, like, correct.
Being trainer, being a trainee itself is really hell, right?
Yeah.
But being a trainee on a competition series...
Overseas
is insane.
And you have no friends.
Exactly. When I watch Girls Planet, I just look at all the amount of things these girls have to go through. It's like... Wow.
Language barrier also. It's like...
Yeah. Correct. Language barrier is the thing. And then, like, they are working non-stop because of filming, right?
Yeah.
Right? This one, back to back. And then, like, obviously, people are bitches. They have a lot to say about every single thing that you do. Like, technically, the Fu Yanning thing turns out to be something very chill. Like, the
like
company...
It was like a...
She was enemy number one.
Yeah, she was maliciously edited.
Yeah. Survival show things, it's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. She was... People shitted on her. People hated her.
But when you watch the show, it's actually like... Bring it on, girl.
Yeah, like, it's more of like, come on, you know what?
Friendly competition.
It's like a banter,
And you know, apparently it's to the point where, like, all the different... This I saw on TikTok. All the different CLC members, right, were berated with, like, hey, do you see the Fu Yanning? And then I think one of the other CLC members was like, can we stop doing this? I don't know whether it's Son or not, but people kept asking Son also.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was insane, lah. So that's why I don't think, like, as much as I think I'll be an amazing K-pop writer...
Delicious, I think delicious. I'll get cancelled first.
Same. Same. I think, right, maybe like after I debut, I do a few shows already. Then someone goes online. Actually, I went to school with Koyum. He put me in a toilet bowl. You know what? Rubbish on. Suddenly, I cut out the bullying case. Shag.
Yeah, you know, like looking back at all the receipts, those who bullied me later, they will be like,
yeah,
I don't like this bitch. I bullied this bitch, but I don't like her.
All the schools in Singapore will come.
Yeah, Kayum called me fat. I was like, what?
Zura has such an annoying voice.
That's the recess, he pushed me on the.
Yeah, so which is very scary. And I think I have to give you like props for really like going for it. You know? No, generally, because it's so difficult. And you already, I assume you have considered all of these things in your head.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, okay, you know what? Ken. Like, try. Whatever happens, I'm just gonna try. And this is something I think you can, like, impart to all of this. Wow, shit. We're no longer in Gen Z, right? I think now they are called Gen A.
Gen no, Gen A is still baby.
Yes, he's still young. Gen Z still.
We're still in Gen Z.
You've suddenly got Gen Alpha. Then after Alpha, what? Beta.
That's such a set
thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, but yeah, I think, like, maybe what you are doing now by posting all of your journeys on TikTok with all the different companies you sign up, Boys Planet. If I was an age eligible
Gen Z,
I'm like, and you know what? If this Coco can like really audition for, like, who say I cannot?
True, yeah.
Mm.
Right, but obviously the sad thing about Singapore is that you technically have to do your O levels.
Yeah, and you have to go through NS, guys.
It can defer.
I think cannot.
Right.
Joseph Schooling also cannot defer.
Oh yes, he's an Olympic
gold medalist.
Medalist, cannot defer. Yeah.
Oh, that was one of the considerations I decided to audition because I finished NS.
So like technically, the reservist how?
And reservist can destroy one.
Oh, because of like
overseas.
If you're like super successful, then we're like, okay lah.
Yes, correct.
So why do you have this burning passion to like try to be an entertainer?
I don't know. It's just like since young, I always want to like act in the drama, like this kind of thing. Then, so the whole reason why I auditioned for like the K-pop entertainment was like, since I want to put myself out there, why not go for the biggest thing? Like just go big, right? Like aim for like the stars, then just try. Even if it feels like it's okay. Yeah. And it happened, so I put myself out there and like, kind of really like, I'm doing what I love now, like freelance, content creation.
And you're here with us talking.
Sir is booked and blessed.
Yeah, booked, blessed.
Booked and blessed.
Yes, we love to see
you. My God, that's so nice. Sorry, continue.
Then like, okay, so for like, you know, we're talking about Gen Zs and imparting this on Gen Zs. Okay, so those that want to audition, okay, listen up. Tips, tricks, hacks.
I think like just go for it. Cause okay, I also met like Ferlin, like from
Ferlin G Scarf.
Yes, correct.
You know what Scarf is?
I think we had this conversation before.
Yes, Ferlin.
Yes, yeah. I think she was giving me like some tips also, like just to try and everything. Then I think for her to like say that is, I think it's a huge thing also. Cause I think she was one of like, she like Tasha Low as well. Like made it in Scarf, like our first Singaporean like K-pop idol. Yeah. I think it, whatever she says like holds weight to it. So whatever she said to me, like I think, like just try and like just go for it. But there may be hardships, but I think just try. I mean, you'll never be like 16 again and like try these kind of things.
Right.
So, like, yeah, just try.
That's a really good mindset. You'll never be your current age and trying this.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Just rejected, or it's like
just rejected, but yeah, you just move on with
life.
Correct.
Yeah.
And like, who knows, other opportunities might come.
Correct. And you never know until you try. Like you might actually pass and like go to like Korea and stuff. Yeah.
And it'll make for a very good story to tell your kids.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. So basically, I did not know who Scarf was. And then I was attacked maliciously by my co-host partner. As well as...
K-pop idol, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, back in 2013, they even performed for Countdown in Singapore.
Yes, I know. Because I had to do research.
I went to the fan meet. And straight after, the next day, I had PSLE. I went to the fan meet. Then she told me to like, can you go and study?
Who? Ferlin?
I think Tasha.
Okay, that is
that's
our
older sister energy.
That is our dream. Yeah. We were one day Tasha so, and Ferlin.
Thank you, Tasha. I went to study for my PSLE the next day after, and I went to audition for SM, and now I'm running my K-pop podcast.
It goes back to the SM.
So, so Tasha, you want to come on here? You know, you are the one that kickstarted my K-pop content creation. I'm just saying.
Yeah. My God.
But yeah, you were talking about Scarf. We are your Scarf. That was the sign. That was their greeting. We are your Scarf. Oh, dance, oh, dance, oh, dance, dance, oh, Scarf. I'm serious.
She's not having it.
Why?
We are Scarf. I don't know.
So
like
the leader would do like,
Tasha was the leader.
Oh, that's yeah. Tasha was the leader. Yeah. Slay. I don't know Tasha the leader. Slay.
Ayasio, we are your Scarf. Oh, dance, oh, dance, oh.
Try it.
Oh, dance. I think we've got to bring this back.
What? Oh, wow. Hey, what? I'm in shock. No, because sometimes I love to see different groups, their greetings.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Sure. I love Mamamoo's on it.
Oh,
mama.
It's to showcase that they are vocal queens.
That's so
like,
good.
That's the point. That's like,
damn good. They're coming to Singapore.
Don't talk to me about it. I couldn't get tickets.
I'm sorry.
I'm a very big Mamamoo fan. I'm a Mumu. I really love Mamamoo. Like all the songs are I memorized already. But then like, I couldn't get the damn tickets. I'm so upset. Okay, anyways. So. Okay, so I think we are about at the end of our episode for today.
Yes.
So, but then before we go, I just want to know, what do you have in store? Like, anything?
2023, what are your plans?
Yes.
I think, firstly, this podcast is like my first plan.
We are so honored. So blessed.
Yeah, okay, la, next month we invite you again. It's fine.
Yes, I think that, and also, like, I think I'm working on my, like, more projects also. And I'm also working on my singing, like I'll do more covers also, like nice. Probably singing, dance, because I want to improve my singing. Let's try, like, yeah. Because ultimately I want to, like, I don't know, in a sense, be an artist in Singapore, but I don't know how possible is that.
Like, can sing, rap, that. Okay, so before we end the podcast, right, of course, I just want to know, what do you have in store for?
Yeah, what's your plan for 2023?
I think, I recently, I had my first, like, role in, like, a MediaCorp show. Like, but it's as a calafair. So, but it's
show,
my first.
Show?
Okay, it's called
Third Rail.
Fix My Life. It's not out yet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Exclusive.
No, but it's like I don't know. I'm just a calafair there. So you'll have my
it's
first
okay.
experience there. So
yeah. You got appear on camera.
Yes, have.
Can really.
Okay. Ken. You don't
have to say, oh, I was a calafair. No. I was on the show. That is what is important.
I was on the show.
Correct or not?
Yeah.
Sure. But yeah, I think it's a cool first experience. I made many friends there, and like, it was a whole, like, I think it was a wholesome experience. Yeah. I didn't know you can vibe with so many people there. But I didn't know it was like supposed to be so fun. Cause they said like, if you go like cafe like kind of thing, right, it's not really very like fun kind. But yeah, shout out to people there. It's quite fun. Yeah.
Sorry, I was rubbing my teeth while he was talking about it.
Oh no, it's okay.
I was zooming to you. I was zooming to you.
Sorry. Yeah, it was zooming to him.
No, but I can talk.
No, it's okay.
This is like both cut.
Okay, so that's nice. So remember what you say, you are not a calafair. You are on the show. Correct. That is how we promote ourselves.
I'm on K-pop cables.
You are ticking all the boxes for me, okay? Okay. Next one, we invite you for the
Yeah, I'm going to invite you. Yeah, I think I have another idea for you.
Oh my.
Yeah, let's go.
No.
Okay, then.
And with that, thank you so much, Jay, for sharing with us your experience on Boys Planet today and all your TikTok and covering and dancing. It was so fun to get to know you.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you here on the podcast. I think both of us, we watch you a lot, and to have you and to have so much fun.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yes,
thank you for coming.
We hope you stay booked and blessed.
Yes. Where can they find you? Your TikTok, your Instagram, all?
You can find me on my TikTok like at JBoy, or you can find me on my Instagram like my real name, Tan Jianwen. Yeah. And YouTube as well.
YouTube.
If I post.
If you post, okay. Had so much fun with you. And you guys remember to rate us on our podcast if you enjoyed this episode. Because I think we enjoyed this episode. You better enjoy it.
Yeah, you better enjoy, huh?
Better enjoy. Bang Chan will come after you.
Hey, then I don't want to enjoy. I don't want to enjoy. I want Bang Chan to come after
Bang Chan.
So if you enjoy this podcast, rate us 5 stars on wherever you're listening to us.
That's
remember
right.
to follow us at K-pop Capos, TikTok, Instagram, and whatsoever. I'm a girl called Zul.
And I'm Koyum Lukman.
And that's it for today. Annyeong.
Annyeong. Nana, yeah.